His mother was here for him. Something had happened to his father, but even Papi, who knew Señor Morales, would not say what. Tomasito hasn't come back to school since then. Beside me, Carla is tucking her hair behind her ears, something she does when she's nervous. My brother, Mundin, has a nervous tic, too. He bites his nails whenever he does something wrong and has to sit on the punishment chair until Papi comes home.
Hey, do you know what a nervous tic is? Sounds like it's one of those weird little things you do when you're nervous, like biting your nails or playing with your hair. The question is, why is everyone in Anita's class so nervous right now? I guess they assume that Carla's mother, Tia Lara, must be bringing bad news. That makes sense. Kids' mothers usually don't show up in the middle of class unless something bad has happened. Let's find out what's going on. We're on the second complete paragraph on page 3, starting with, "The door opens again."
The door opens again, and Mrs. Brown steps back in, smiling that phony smile, grown-up smile when they are keeping bad news from you. In a bright voice, Mrs. Brown asks Carla to please collect her things. "Would you help her, Anita?" she adds. We walk back to our seats and begin packing up Carla's school bag. Mrs. Brown announces to the class that they'll continue with their skits later. Everyone is to take out his or her vocabulary book and start on the next chapter. The class pretends to settle down to its work, but of course, everyone is stealing glances at Carla and me. Mrs. Brown comes over to see how we're doing. Carla packs her homework, but leaves the usual stay-at-school stuff in her desk. "Are those yours?" Mrs. Brown points at the new notebooks, the neat lineup of pens and pencils, the eraser in the shape of the Dominican Republic. Carla nods. "Pack it all up, dear," Mrs. Brown says quietly. We pack Carla's school bag with everything that belongs to her. The whole time I'm wondering why Mrs. Brown hasn't asked me to pack my stuff too. After all, Carla and I are in the same family. Oscar's hand is waving and dipping like a palm tree in a cyclone, but Mrs. Brown doesn't call on him. This time, I think we're all hoping he'll get a chance to ask his question.